It's the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Andy Heaton. I've got Paul Senior. I've got Kiva O'Neill. And we're going to rattle through some of the games. I'm just going to talk you through the ones we're going to talk about well in advance, so we're all on the same page here. Brighton and Hove Albion play Burnley at 5:30 on Friday the 6th of November. Under no circumstances are we going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Southampton versus Newcastle. We'll have a big chat about Everton versus Manchester United, where I've got Sarah Halpin. We're going to gloss over Crystal Palace versus Leeds United, where the irresistible force that is Roy Hodgson meets the immovable object, which is the Leeds manager's name, which I've just completely gone out of my head.
Bielsa.
Yeah, Marcelo Bielsa was the first name I couldn't get. We will have a little chat about Chelsea versus Sheffield United. I've got Jack Collins to come in and talk to us about Fulham as they face West Ham United. And there's the Europa League moved games. West Brom, Tottenham, Leicester versus Wolves. We'll talk about them briefly. But the big one, and we will get to it, is Manchester City versus Liverpool. Arsenal versus Aston Villa will also probably pass on this time out. So the least said about Brighton versus Burnley, the better. But Paul Senior at Southampton have been in fine form. They've been absolutely flying across these last couple of weeks. They didn't start the season that strongly, but they're most definitely picking up a lot of momentum now. But they find themselves without the man, the legend, the main fella himself, Danny Ingredients. And it's going to be a big hit for them, I think. They're not a one-man team. That'd be completely wrong, but he is so important to them. And you get the impression he's almost important to them spiritually as much as literally as he plays football.
Yeah, I mean, your talisman gives you hope, doesn't it? They're definitely not a one-man team, but he's the difference from them being a top-half team to a very, very competitive team, you'd argue. So it's a blow for them, and one where it's in a period that's going to shape the season. But I mean, the games come thick and fast in any season, but this one...
The other side of this next international break, it's relentless.
It's ridiculous, so... They're going to be without him for what looks like the majority of that. So it's a blow for them and a blow for their sort of ambitions for the rest of the season, you'd think. The lad they got from, is it Birmingham? He's impressed. I suppose stylistically, and he won't deliver as many goals, but I suppose Shane Longall is the natural replacement who'll come in. He'll give you the sort of same level of work rate, but maybe a bit of a quality drop. So you'd imagine that they'll look the same in terms of their makeup. They don't have to go and do something. They're not bringing a Peter Crouch in or a big Chris Wood type to replace him. At least stylistically, the makeup of the team can stay the same. But no, they've been really impressive. I mean, they've come a long way since that Leicester game, haven't they? Where they got thrashed Southampton. I think if anything, Hasenhüttl would have been sacked under most owners. But I think it's served Southampton quite well that they kept with him.